Both in the first reading and in the gospel, we hear really if there was a theme, it'd be something of sort of detachment from the things of this world. And I know that some people, when speaking to the Corinthians, would see this, you know, because St. Paul is trying to tell the brothers and sisters, don't worry about what state of life you're in. And, you know, if you're married, stay married. If you're not married, don't get married. And if you're free of a wife, then don't look for one. But if you marry, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's not a sin to marry. Nor if you're unmarried, a woman sins if she marries. So it's, I mean, it's no big deal. He said, but people will experience affliction in their earthly life if they do get married. So I'd like to spare you from that, he says. So nor does an unmarried woman sin, but such people will experience affliction in their earthly life. So make a life a little harder, affliction. But I suppose other things they experience too. So this idea of being detached, of being okay with the way things are in this world, knowing that it is passing and not fretting over what has to be done or should be done or I have to have and I can't or I need to get or I need to be, and allow kind of the life to live. Sort of being detached from maybe the expectations that we place on ourselves. But even in the gospel, you know, that sense of blessed are you who are poor, because that sense of freedom that you have, and woe to you who are rich, because you've already received your consolation now. And that sense of, you know, being detached of the things of this world, knowing that in the end, these things aren't going to make us any happier. That in the end, God is the source of all that is good, all that is right, all that is holy, all that is fulfilling. And if we could sort of get that right, then all these other things don't carry such a big significance that distract us and confuse us, whether I'm not happy today, I'm happy tomorrow, I want to be happier, and recognize that it's really about our energy in doing God's work. If that became really the focus that we had, a lot of these other things we'd be detached from and wouldn't occupy so much of our time.